During the summer, kids are out of school and parents have vacation time, so Hollywood always brings out lots of family films. Well, this year, critic Bob Mondello has noticed a twist. In addition to the family films, there are quite a few alternative family films.
It started in the spring with the backup plan. Jennifer Lopez wanted a baby but kept meeting Mr. Wrong and finally decided to go the sperm donor route.
I have a feeling that you and CRM 1014 are going to make beautiful babies together.
A few weeks later, the film Mother and Child brought interlocking stories about adoption.
You need to think why you're adopting this baby in the first place.
I have made a commitment and I'm going to stick to it. Mom, this is not like shopping for a pair of shoes. She's my baby.
And then the floodgates opened. By the time Labor Day rolls around, there will have been films about divorced dads, single moms, legal adoptions, emotional adoptions, family units created in vitro by turkey baster, and in one really out there instance, by gene splicing, which results in a scientist, scientist, and creature criminal family.
Scientists push boundaries.
Yeah, sticking to a few rules isn't always such a bad idea either, you know.
Nobody is going to care about a few rules after they see what we have made. Do you think they could really look at this face and see anything less than a miracle?
That miracle, thankfully, won't become a real-life possibility anytime soon. But the rest of the summer's rainbow coalition of family creation stories are springing from a moment when America's idea of family seems more elastic than it once did. A fact that Hollywood, ever on the lookout for fresh sources of conflict and tension, is happy to exploit. Take the new comedy, The Kids Are All Right, in which lesbian moms, played by Julianne Moore and Annette Bening, are at once supportive and protective when they sense there's something their teenage son isn't telling them.
Are you having a relationship with someone?
You can tell us, honey. We would understand and support you.
Look, I only met him once.
What do you mean, once?
Did he find you online?
Wait.
What?
Wait, who did you meet once?
Paul.
Paul, who's
I met him with Joni.
Why was Joni there?
She set it up.
Forget the setup. Who's Paul?
Our sperm donor.
From the looks on their faces, he can tell this wasn't what they expected.
Did you guys think I was gay?
No. No way.
Well, of course not.
Actually, that's exactly what they thought, and back a few years ago, Hollywood could have spun a whole plot line from that confusion. These days, it can be just a starting point because Tinseltown is so comfortable with family sagas that don't start with the traditional mommy and daddy get together to produce kids. Witness Despicable Me with its animated orphans adopting a supervillain plotline.
Will you read us a bedtime story?
Oh, fine. All right. Sleepy kittens. Sleepy kittens. Three little kittens loved to play. They had fun in the sun all day. Wow, this is garbage. Do you actually like this?
As unconventional as this and the other movie plotlines sound, they all reflect a central reality of American life. The nuclear family, as we're accustomed to thinking of it, has never been the universal experience in the U.S. 6 in 10 children live with both biological parents, which means that 4 in 10 don't. And it's simply inconceivable that Hollywood could leave that many potential paying customers unrepresented on screen. Not that there was ever much danger of that. This summer's emphasis on non-traditional families is just a new twist on a literary tradition that goes back millennia. Moses raised by Pharaoh's daughter, Hercules with his earthly mom and godly dad. I remember thinking as a kid that for purposes of having an interesting life, I was at a distinct disadvantage. I had 2 entirely conventional parents, whereas cool fictional characters almost never did. Cinderella, Oliver Twist, Jane Eyre, Peter Pan, Superman, Spider-Man, and then Luke Skywalker, Harry Potter, each and every one an orphan. And they all had some sort of fascinating guardians they'd picked up along the way, intriguing siblings of a sort. They all had alternative families. And all I could think was, lucky them. I'm Bob Mondello.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.